Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Morning Show pre-show brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. It's Crowley. It's Dickerson. It's intern Dom DiTommaso. Sex! All right, now that I've got your attention, boys, this might be my favorite show every year.
Yep.
Because the amount of content that is out there, we got some residual Steelers and Bears bitching to do.
Mm-hmm.
We got the look-ahead bitch
mm-hmm.
about the Bills game. We got Pitt the breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
We got four packs of Pitt Miami tickets to give away every single hour on the show. We are giving away 16 tickets to this damn Pitt Miami game. So listen all morning long to find out how and when you can win. We've got our Thursday kind of mixed with our Wednesday. So Bostic's in from 7 o'clock until 10. Ray Fittipaldo's at 8. We got Lee Sterling at 8:35. We got Doug Whaley from 9 o'clock until 10. We got Mike Tomlin's press conference to react to.
Oh, baby.
We've got Thanksgiving games for tomorrow to break down, two of which have big implications for the Steelers. We don't got enough time.
We don't.
How are you?
I'm great. We both woke up this morning and was like, all right, let's go. One of our favorite shows of the year. We're going to be weird, but
it's going to get weird.
Same time, we'll give you the knowledge that we have of sports.
Well, I was thinking about a stupid bit. What else is new? Dom, you'll probably like this, and it's an incomplete bit. I only did one aspect of this thing. Pittsburgh athletes as Thanksgiving food dishes.
Uh-huh.
And the only one I got was, because I have recently discovered sweet potato pie, and it's now my favorite thing on the face of the earth.
Better watch yourself.
Mason Heinchel is sweet potato pie.
All right.
And Eli Holstein is pumpkin pie.
Okay.
The old favorite that fell quickly out of favor when the new pie came in.
Yep.
That's all the further I got.
That's all the further you got. Paul Skeens is a turkey.
Wow. Because he's a little bit dry.
Well, because he's the main ingredient. Or he's the main.
He's the attraction.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's the main attraction.
Mm-hmm. Is Livy the stuffing? I'm sorry. How are you, Dom?
She's the whipped cream.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you. I thought you were going to say this is your favorite show of the year because you're with me.
Well, that is part of it, and it's not because we dislike Harry. We love Harry. Happy Thanksgiving to Harry. Harry getting a well-deserved day off. But if we could have anybody else in here, it'd be Sean Myers. But next to him, it's you.
No,
and
thank
so
you.
So we're very excited about that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Nate Haluschek, maybe?
How's school been?
School's been great. Senior year has lived up to the billing. Took a trip to Ohio State, Penn State, Auburn.
For the
now
games?
Here I am in
for football games.
Oh, for football games!
Nice.
Went to Texas, Ohio State,
wow.
Oregon, Penn State,
oh,
and Georgia, Auburn.
Nice. What was the best environment?
Penn State.
What was the second best environment?
Ohio State.
Mm.
Really?
Wow.
And then
you got
Auburn.
The SEC school third.
Yeah,
that was at Jordan-Hare.
It was at Jordan-Hare. It was excellent. It was not to take anything away. Women were beautiful. Stadium was raucous. But Penn State and Ohio State were in a category of their own. Went to game day, did the whole thing, drank a lot.
That's awesome.
That is surprising to me, though, because I've been down in SEC country, and it's just a different animal down there.
Well,
but Penn State,
Oregon.
I mean, that was the game.
Yeah. Now, what was the Ohio State one? Texas. Oh, so.
And that was coming off Ohio State's national championship, and you had Archie Manning up in there, or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
One of the Mannings.
Yeah, you went to two of the best games of the year, environment-wise.
It was funny, for the Penn State game, I think it was Pony who texted me. And he was like, hey, you're going to the Penn State game. I'm like, oh, yeah, looking forward to it. He goes, you should reach out to, you know, someone here and try and get a press pass for the game. And I'm like, okay. He's like, I think it'd be great. You can go in the press box, go to the, you know, the press conference afterwards. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I appreciate the thought. I don't want to go to no damn press box for Penn State, Oregon.
Yeah, but you know
I want to drink all day.
Damn right.
I want to go to parties.
Yes.
I want to talk to women. I don't want to sit in a booth with a bunch of other
crusty
journalists.
Old journalists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what, Tom? And Pony, he's a high-level thinker. And whenever you get older, you don't really look at really the direct thing that you're trying to accomplish. It's more of the outside things that affect the direct thing. With the press pass, you have the ability to probably go anywhere you want in the stadium. That doesn't mean that you have to go to the press conference. That means that you basically have a free ticket to walk on the field, to go in the stands if you want to sit down, to go in the press box if you want to go up there, to go in the suites if you know somebody in the suites. With a press pass, you can go everywhere.
Do you think I could have gotten into the student section with the press pass?
Yes, you could.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm doing a little piece for 93.7 exactly. The Fan where I'm going to interview students.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I would have felt bad if, you know, I was drinking or something and then...
They could have got Jeff in trouble. You don't want to do that.
Right. And I was like, I don't even want to...
They pulled the same crap on me. They were ripping me on the afternoon show. Because I was in Ireland, they were like, what's Crowley even doing there? He's just got a free trip to Ireland. He should be in the press box. I ain't going to a press box. I'm drinking 800
right.
Guinness.
Right.
And then wearing my wife's underwear.
Yes.
Like, come on now.
He did do that. Yeah.
I think in 20, maybe like 40 years, 50 years, I think the press box is not going to be a thing anymore.
What do you think it's going to be?
It's not going to exist.
Well,
I think
what's going
to
happen?
People are either going to stay at home and watch on TV or they're going to have to sit in the stands like a regular fan.
Huh.
I think it's going to get phased out. That's my prediction.
Texter, Dom is green bean casserole.
The hell does that mean?
Do we like...
No.
Yeah.
I love green bean casserole.
Nope.
No, you don't. You just...
Yes, I do.
No, you were compared to it, and so now you
I
like
swear
it.
To God, I like green bean casserole.
What's your number one Thanksgiving side dish?
Stuffing.
Ooh.
Me too, man.
I think stuffing's better than the turkey.
Me too, man.
No way.
Do you gravy up your stuffing?
Oh, absolutely.
Anybody who says that they don't like the turkey, and the turkey is not the main dish, hasn't had the right turkey.
Nobody likes turkey.
You have had smoked turkey or fried turkey?
I've had every kind of turkey you're about to throw at me. None of it's been good.
What?
Nobody likes turkey. And if you say you like turkey, you're lying.
I like turkey, but I'm a stuffing guy. Love stuffing. My mom makes, I think, the world's best stuffing.
I hate stuffing. I hate the smell of it.
Today, we're going to my parents for our Thanksgiving because my sister's got to drive to New Jersey with her husband. And I'm so excited. It's like pre-Thanksgiving, but it's going to feel like Thanksgiving. The only thing I have to figure out is, am I going to be able to tolerate my family without football on in the background?
That's a good point.
It is Thanksgiving without the football.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just going to be conversation.
Yep.
But I got a great nun joke I'm going to use to break the ice. See how it
please
goes.
Don't use that. You said it to me as soon as I walked in. I didn't even say hi yet, and you're like, listen.
I did the same thing to Dob. My hello to both of you guys was a terrible joke about nuns. It's not terrible. It's just not great.
It's bad.
It's not bad.
It is bad.
You laughed.
I coughed.
What time do you guys eat Thanksgiving dinner?
Great question. I was going to ask you guys the same
thing.
5. Because I saw Martha Stewart came out and said you should be eating it around 2 o'clock. And it got me thinking. And I was curious where everyone...
Is that because that's what time they ate in prison?
Yeah, maybe.
We have like apps up until 5.
Yeah.
Like deviled eggs and things of that nature.
Mm.
And then 5 is the dinner.
Right. So right about the time the Cowboys game starts.
Yep.
We eat at noon at my parents' place.
Really?
Yeah.
It's early.
We always ate it at noon.
Do you go back for like a second round later?
Absolutely, yeah. I do. I like to get one high ABV beer in me. Drink it between 11:30 and noon. There's one high ABV beer. Without having had breakfast. There's no thanks. I don't do Thanksgiving breakfast.
Nope.
Yeah, you hammer down like a 9% pumpkin beer. You get that buzz going. You eat the food. You sober up in like 8 seconds. And then I'll tell myself I'm going to have more beers or a glass of wine or something. And then I don't because you just fill yourself with carbs. But We eat at noon, and then in the next room over, I hear the Lions losing on television, and I know that it is Thanksgiving. But everyone's dead now. My grandma's, who usually came, are dead. My uncle just passed away, so he's not going to be there. And so my parents are coming to my in-law's place tomorrow because they want to see the girls.
Mm-hmm.
So Thanksgiving's going to be different, but what am I doing?
Yep.
What have I done here?
I remember one Thanksgiving. I played on Thanksgiving.
Somebody stop me, please.
When I was with the Lions, we played the Packers, and my uncle and my dad came up to watch the game. And, you know, I didn't have Thanksgiving dinner before the game because we're at the hotel. And we beat the Packers on Thanksgiving. I had a couple nice catches. And I get back, and the hotel that I stayed at, the Henry, it was a real nice hotel. I just stayed there for the whole season because I was, like, lazy. And I was like, no, I have money, whatever. Just I'm going to stay at the hotel.
I'm not going to get a house.
Right. I come back, and they prepared a Thanksgiving meal for me, my dad, and my uncle. And we didn't even know it. We would go in the lobby, and they're like, hey, come here for a second. And they had a whole Thanksgiving meal for me.
Really?
Yeah, it was real nice. I'll never forget it.
It was very nice.
It was awesome.
How about that?
Yeah, it's real nice.
My worst ever Thanksgiving, we went to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and we swore after this we never would do it again. We're going to spend Thanksgiving with as much family as possible. We went to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Then we get back up to the hotel room, and I busted my head off the safe.
I remember.
Yeah. In the hotel closet. I was reaching down to grab my shoes, cracked my skull, started bleeding everywhere. My mom, a nurse, mind you, sees me bleeding, passes out.
Oh my gosh.
My dad calls 911 because my mom's passed out. I'm bleeding profusely. And then the ambulance takes me and my mom to the hospital in New York City where they stitched me up and gave her like peanut butter or something because it turned out her blood sugar was actually low.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I have two questions. Dom, have you ever seen Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? Because it's the best Thanksgiving movie. It's a really good
one. That sounded like a lie from Dom, by the way.
That was like, I have, maybe I haven't.
No, it was Dom thinking and realizing that I have seen it.
You either saw it or you don't. You don't need to think about it.
Isn't John Candy in it?
Who else?
I don't know. He's like the lead guy, though. That's all you need to know.
Well, there's two lead guys.
John Candy was like the lead guy.
Steve Martin is pretty close.
Oh, Steve Martin's in it?
Yeah, it's him and Steve Martin.
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay.
I've seen the movie.
Are we doing Dead or Alive?
Oh, do you want to do Dead or Alive?
You want to do Dead or Alive?
Yeah, do you got the music?
Yeah, you got to give me a second here.
Texter, Dom, you're right. Turkey sucks. I don't celebrate Thanksgiving. I'll be home drinking and eating steak and lobster.
I don't. You know what? I don't hate that. If you don't like if you don't like turkey and you want to go the steak and lobster route, I'm fine with that. That's fine. Celebrate Thanksgiving how you want to. It's about being with the people you love or being by yourself.
Couldn't agree more. If you have a weird Thanksgiving tradition, text it.
Yeah.
412-928-9370. Texter writes in, there used to be no better Thanksgiving tradition than the backyard brawl. I know.
Yeah.
Whether it was Thanksgiving night or it was Black Friday, this is when the brawl is meant to be played.
Most of my Thanksgivings I've spent in hotels because played at Pitt, backyard brawl, and in the NFL. A lot of them I was never with my family.
I spent one Thanksgiving in a hotel and I got stitches. So I'm shocked by you doing like 20 of them in hotels and never needing stitches. Good for you. Dead or alive. Now it is time for another rousing edition of Dead or Alive. The rules are simple and as follows. Dom and Doran name celebrities, and I have to remember whether they are dead or if they're alive. Because I'm terrible at this. I kill off celebrities regularly on this show. I reference celebrities who are past that are actually still with us. It is a massive blind spot for me. And Dom is the creator of Dead or Alive.
He is.
Which is brought to you by... We're still looking for a sponsor, folks. All right.
John Candy.
Damn it. I knew you were going to go with John Candy, too. I knew you were going to go with John Candy. I happen to know he's dead. R.I.P. John Candy.
Mm-hmm. I have a whole theory around John Candy and the universe that he made his movies. I think it was with the one director. He was in Uncle Buck. He was in Home Alone. He was in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And I feel like that's all connected. I'll explain it to you one day. It's very long. But he is alive. Or he is dead, actually, I should say.
That really cleared it up.
Well, the only reason why I came to the conclusion of it is because in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, he's like drinking Rum with Steve Martin.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm going to Jamaica, man. I'm going to Jamaica. And they're like kind of doing a tour of like little airplane bottles of liquor. And he ends up going and making Cool Runnings in Jamaica with the Jamaican bobsled team.
See, I have seen Cool Runnings.
Yeah.
Great movie.
And that's, he died right after that movie.
R.I.P. Who's next? Dom, you got anybody?
Yeah. How about Robert Duvall?
Ooh. So what I do is I pulled up the Google image search.
So you're cheating.
I'm not cheating because when you look at the images, it doesn't give you any information. It's just the pictures. So I type in Robert Duvall.
But it could say like Robert Duvall.
No. I just need to look at the guy.
Oh my God, Doran, he's cheating.
I'm not cheating.
He does look at the picture. I can see. But underneath the picture, it sometimes shows the year they were born.
Here's what it says. Robert Duvall Wiki. Robert Duvall IMDb. From young actor to Oscar and M. The icon GQ and A. Robert Duvall. Robert Duvall IMDb. I just get a cursory look at the guy. Dead.
Incorrect. He is still alive.
See, if I was cheating, I wouldn't have got it wrong.
Or maybe you're doing it to try and prove a point that
I'm too prideful.
You shouldn't be able to look at it.
There are some celebrities that I can't match name to face, and so I need to have all the information at my disposal to be able to ascertain whether they're among the living or not.
Huh. Okay. Well, Richard Pryor.
Can you turn the music down just a smidge, Dom? Just a smidge. Richard Pryor's dead. One of the all-timers.
You like Richard Pryor?
I like Richard Pryor.
Can you name a movie Richard Pryor was in?
I can name his stand-up jokes.
Oh, you can?
I can't say a lot of them on the air.
Okay, nice.
But he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shouldn't fist pump, but I did. Who you got?
Ric Flair.
Damn it.
We just did this last week.
I know, and I can't remember. I can't remember if Flair's dead or if it's the Macho Man. Dead?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Incorrect. He's well and alive.
Yes, he is.
And I think he's still wrestling, or at least he recently wrestled.
No.
I think so. He was just in a match like a year ago.
No, he wasn't.
I'm telling you.
That was like 5 years ago.
No.
Maybe. He's old.
Texter, when I first met my wife, I went to Thanksgiving at her family's house, and they would pass around an ear of corn, and you have to say what you were thankful for. So my mom does the same thing. We have a wooden turkey. It's like a paperweight. Or I guess it's a napkin thing.
Holder.
Yeah. And we do the same thing. We go around the table and we say what we're thankful for. And you know how politics can be divisive. Half the family votes for one guy and the other half the family votes for the other guy. And my aunt said, I'm thankful for Trump. And then all hell broke loose. And if such a thing should happen today, I don't get in any of the political discourse. Mm-mm. I really don't. If people start debating politics, I just kindly stand up, walk away. That's when I'll crack my second beer. Today, there's no escape.
Nope.
If someone starts with the politics, there's no Detroit Lions game that can help.
Is there basketball? Is there college basketball?
There probably is. Feast week. All right, who else we got?
Rick Moranis.
Oh, God, I hope he's still with us. I just watched Ghostbusters a couple weeks ago. You and I are huge fans of Little Giants.
Yes.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids taught me about bananas and potassium.
Yes.
Love Rick Moranis. He's still with us.
He is.
Let's go.
He is.
That whole crew, the best.
He was great.
Is great.
Yeah.
Because he still exists on this earth.
He did leave acting for many, many years because his wife was sick and he wanted to take care of his kids, which I commend him. I have so much respect for him. If you ever get a chance, read the story.
Well, I like to imagine that Rick Moranis is one of us and like a super nice guy.
Yeah, he is, from what I heard.
I hope he is, yeah. Anybody else, Dom?
Wolfgang Puck. You know who that is, right?
No.
He's a chef, right?
Yeah.
This is just I have no idea. Dead?
No, he's alive.
Good. Wolfgang Puck.
You've never heard of Wolfgang Puck?
I'm sorry. I actually have not.
Jeez.
Texter, we always do Christmas at Thanksgiving. This tradition stems back to when my dad was in Iraq and he only had one break each year. He was overseas, and we continue the tradition even though he is now safely back home. Thank you for his service.
Yes.
And I love that.
Yes.
There's nothing that brings tears to my eyes quite like when you see those videos on social media of a soldier returning
home.
Every time. Oh, just tears.
Oh.
I actually sobbed like a baby last night. My wife's cousin had a baby, and they sent us the video of their oldest kid, who's 4, meeting the baby for the first time. I lost it. I lost it at the picture of when you guys saw JoJo for the first time, and you both are cupping your hands over your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, are you offended that Dom didn't text you congratulations?
Yeah, he said that I have more important people that I would text me.
Well, hold on.
Spaceballs, great movie.
No, hold on. I don't think I've ever texted you, Doran, like one-on-one.
No.
So I was like, I don't think so.
You've never texted Doran?
I don't think so.
Oh.
We're in a group chat, the three of us, from like the summer for a couple texts.
Huh.
But I was like, it would be my first text to you personally.
That's a great first text.
It is a great first text. But I don't want to send it like right after the baby was born.
Why?
And then I'm like, you know, how long do I wait? And then I felt like it was too long and it would have been weird. So I'm like, I'll see you over Thanksgiving. And now I told you in person, and it, you know, quite frankly, means even more because it was in person.
Means even more to who, me or you?
Both of us.
How do you know it means more to me?
I can just tell.
How?
I think we're close enough that I can just tell.
Can you?
It's been like a month of me waiting to congratulate you.
I think you're making this up in your own head.
Oh, I'm not. I swear to God.
Robert Zemeckis. That's the director.
No. It was, oh my gosh. John Hughes. Sorry. There we go.
I was close.
Then you have to look it up.
Texter.
Robert Zemeckis is a director in some of the movies, though.
Texter, we play soccer Thanksgiving morning. About 40 of us. This will be the 31st year.
Wow.
Wow. There's got to be ACLs popping all over the place,
for sure,
dude.
For sure.
If you're playing for 31 years, that's some old man soccer out there. I bet you y'all stretch longer than you actually play the game.
Got to.
Texter, why do babies' heads smell so good?
That is a real thing. That is a real thing. It's so weird.
They do smell
good. I mean, I sniff JoJo's head every single second.
Absolutely.
It's crazy.
Soak it up.
Oh, I am.
Soak it up.
I am. Jeez.
Yeah, we are about to potty train Fiona, and it hit me last night that probably within the next month, month and a half, I'm going to change my kid's diaper for the last time.
Yeah.
And we're not planning on having a third, so...
That's a celebration. I mean, diapers are expensive.
Look at me. This is the second time I was got emotional on the show today. God.
Goes fast.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, please.
No, I was going to ask, what's the last movie or TV show you guys cried to? If you remember.
I know my biggest, like, cry, or, like, the one that got me the most.
Click?
Toy Story 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the ending?
The ending, whenever Andy was giving his toys away, because Andy was my age whenever the first one came out. And now he's like going off to college and he's giving the toys away to the little girl. And I'm even getting choked up even talking about it now. And I remember sitting there, I'm like, man, I'm old. Like, I'm Andy. I'm not a kid anymore. I remember this movie coming out when I was a kid. He's giving his toys away. And I remember it just crushed me.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
You going to watch Toy Story 5 when it comes out next summer?
Yeah.
Did you see the fourth one?
Yeah.
People hate it.
Yeah. I'll
That's because the perfect ending for the trilogy was the third one. I mean, the perfect
I
ending.
Mean,
the perfect. And you're right. It's a total tearjerker.
Oh.
Total tearjerker.
He's like giving the toys away and it's like, man, like, yeah, we're old. Like, I'm not a kid anymore.
You know what did it for me recently? Up.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What about you?
It was a Game of Thrones moment. I don't want to spoil it.
Oh my God, it's been a decade.
Yeah, it's when Jon Snow dies after season 5.
Wow, spoiler.
Oh, shut up.
I've never seen Game of Thrones.
It's great.
I've watched
Sex, like, Blood and Guts, man.
5 episodes, couldn't get into it.
Texter, Bluey got me a couple of months ago when Bandit ripped the for sale sign out of the yard when they tried selling their family home. Dude, that got me too. Oh, are you Bluey? You do the Bluey?
No.
Oh my God. I would watch it by myself.
I probably will end up watching it at some point soon.
Yes, you will. And you will love it. There's 7 minutes of pop. You will be entertained. It'll move you to tears. You will laugh. It's wonderful. Are we even talking sports today?
We can mix it in.
We'll see where things go. Because we're what? We're about 5 minutes past when we're supposed to start the regular show, but it's going to be that kind of radio program today. We will be giving away 4 Pitt tickets this hour for the Pitt-Miami game. So diehard Pitt fans, stay near your phone. Make sure you're listening. We'll tell you how to do that coming up in a little bit. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We're back to talk sports in like 30 seconds, bang.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.